In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
我们奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始今天晚上的聚会。
And our mental condition is much better than in the morning class.
我想我现在的精神状况应该比早上好了很多。
Since I ate and brain working, so do my best to go on to.
因为我有吃饭，我想说我现在脑袋应该比较清醒一点。
I have this night class and then Sunday, two hour, but 1 hour is a Q&A, so I have tonight and 1 more hour.
所以今天晚上这除了今天晚上这堂课以外，我还有2个小时。不过另外一个小时呢是问题和回答，所以我还有1个小时。
I suppose assign the Paul and Peter.
我本来应该与大家学习彼得和保罗。
But then I fall in love with this book of Hosea.
可是我很喜爱这个何西阿书。
So I cannot get out of it.
所以我就没办法脱离这个何西阿书。
So you have to suffer with me for the rest of the hour too.
所以呢，剩下的几个小时呢，就请你们陪我一同受苦。
Let's turn to book of Hosea chapter 10.
我们请看何西阿书第十章。
Since today is we have a church member, so I try to do my best not to make a joke.
既然今天我们有当地的信徒在这里呢，那我试着尽量不要开玩笑好了。
So that I can stay the same standard of my reputation.
所以这样我的名声可能会比较好一点。
Let's look at the Hosea chapter 10, verse 1-3.
我们请看何西阿书第十章第一节到第三节。
Israel is a luxuriant vine, and he produces fruit for himself. The more his fruit, the more altars he made. The richer his land, the better he made his sacred pillars. And their heart is faithless, and now they must bear their guilt. The Lord will break down their altars and destroy their sacred pillars. Verse 3, surely now they will say, we have no king, for we do not revere the kings. As for the king, what can he do for us? So verse 1-3 here, we have noticed verse 2, we can find out the statements, their heart is faithless.
从这里第一节和第三节，从第二节当中我们可以看到说他们心怀恶意。
We can consider this as a double-minded.
我们可以说他们这样是有两种不一样的心态。
And faithful heart is very important as a Christian, not only Christian but as a human life.
这个信实呢，不只对基督徒重要，对平常的人也很重要。
But Israelites, they giving up such a royal heart and a faithful heart to God.
可是他们以色列人呢，竟把这样高贵的心给舍弃了。
And Matthew chapter 6 mentioned we cannot serve two masters.
然后马太福音第六章说我们不可以服侍两个主。
Either you can worship the money or you can worship God.
你要服侍钱还是要服侍神，你自己做一个选择。
But the Israelites, they trying to take the both of them.
可是呢，以色列呢想要两个都要来敬拜。
When they go to God and they pretend that they are quite faithful to God.
当他们来拜神的时候，他们自作清高，好像。就是专心的拜神。
But then when they get out, then they try to pretend they're close to the other god like a Baal.
可是当他们离开出去以后，就像他们就去接近像巴利之类的神。
So God really doesn't like this kind of way of life.
神不喜悦这样的生活。
In chapter 10, verse 1, he mentioned that he produced fruit for himself. The more his fruit, the more altar he made.It sounds like quite prospering. Everything is go quite smooth.
这里啊，第十章第一节，以色列是茂盛的葡萄树，结果繁多，果子越多就越增添祭坛。这听起来好像他们很繁盛，所有的事情都一帆风顺。
But eventually, God wants to destroy their such kind of double-minded heart.
可是神呢，因为他们心怀恶意，想要摧毁他们。
And because of they do not faithful to God,
因为他们对神不忠心。
Let us always exalt our life to faithful to God. No matter what happened in our life, we holding God the rest of our life.
所以不管我们生活上发生什么事情，我们要对神忠心，要抓住神。
We have a faithfully with a double mind means We somehow one side we which is a lie to that person, which is.
所以说心怀恶意呢，我们可以指着说像是说谎话一样。
So let us always be faithful to as a single-minded person to glorify God.
所以我们要对神忠实，要一心一意的。
And chapter 10 verse 2, this is a consequence of the double-minded.
这第十章第二节是在形容他们怎样心怀恶意。
And now they must bear their guilt, and the Lord will break down their altars and destroy their sacred pillars.
所以现在这里说，他们心怀恶意，现今要定为有罪，主必超验他们的祭坛，毁坏他们的柱像。
Which is revealing their shame and end up also destroyed.
就是要把他们羞耻展现出来，并且要摧毁他们。
Christian need a certain principle.
我们知道基督徒呢，要有做人要有原则。
We heard from the Pastor Liang to mention that 4,000 years ago, the Bible says.This is what the word of God, and we're just holding this one.
我们听传道，梁传道这样说，四千年以前，圣经是这样说，所以我们就照这样做。
We do not change this principle because of the generation has changed.
我们不会因为这世代的改变而来做一个调整。
We have to constantly this kind of spirit sent to our next generation.
我们这样的精神要延续到下一代。
We have to show the good example to our young generation.
我们要替下一代做一个好榜样。
If we, all the young brothers and sisters to those who attend NYTS, if you have this kind of heart now,
如果我们这些来参加学员有这样的心智，
when you establish your own family later on,
当你建立你的家庭，
and within between a husband and wife, you have this principle in your life, then you, not only your generation, but your next generation will be blessed by God.
你们夫妻之间有这样的认可，你们下一代就是会受祝福的。
You know, though, this is not only according to the chapter, this generation's problem, but because previous generation, they do not have enough principle in their life, so end up with this situation.
因为当时呢，他们没有这样的认知。和见解，所以他们那个时候就是受了很多的苦难。
Let's go on to chapter 10 from verse 4.
我们请看第十章第四节。
Repentance is very important.
悔改是很重要的。
Repentance means.You can change the whole, what do you call it, the whole structures.
悔改就是改变整个架构。
But what the Israelites, they repent is only with the same structures, and they repent.
可是以色列的悔改呢，是仍然维持一样的架构。
As appearance, it seems like they repent.
表面上他们看起来悔改。
But end up they come back to their life, and they, because they have the same structure of their life, so come back to their own sin.
所以当他们回到他们原来的生活的时候，因为他们架构还是一样，所以他们又回到旧日的生活。
We know the story of Naaman.
我们知道乃曼。
Yeah, Naaman is a general that has a leprosy, right?
我们知道乃曼呢是一个患了大麻风的将军。
Yeah, when he gets his love, he heard from his little girls, the servants, and he went to see the man of God in Samaria.
对，当他从他的这个小侍女中听到说以色列神人，他就去了。
It is a good heart because he has a desire to be healed his leprosy.
因为他有心想要得医治。
But when he go to the see the man of God, he bring his armies and bring a lot of gifts.
当他去见神人的时候，他带他的军队，甚至带礼物。
Because that's his way to see the man of God and to be healed his leprosy.
他是用这样的方式来求医治。
But he end up he come up to man of God, and Elijah that doesn't come out.
可当他去的时候呢，导致以利。
What he says, go to the Jordan River to seven times, you know, to immerse.
这个神人对他说，你去这个河边洗七次澡。
At that time, he disliked the way he treated him, this one.
他这样对他。
And he think that you know in his country they have a better and clean you know rivers there.
他说在他国家有更干净的河。
Since he came from the far distance, even the man of God didn't come up to show up.
他从这么远的地方来，神人是出现都没有出现。
And he think that maybe the man of God shows you know use his hands some.Him to heal his leprosy.
他以为神人会用他的手在他晃一下，让他的病得医治。
Because that's his structure of understanding of how his leprosy can be healed.
这是他的观念，他观念上的架构是这个样子的。
And then the man of God's servant come up to say to him.
然后神人的仆人对他说
，Even the harder things if a man of God asks you, you should do it.
他说：“不管神能叫你做什么，你应该都要去做。”
You come here to heal your leprosy. See how simple it is. You go to Jordan River seven times, you immerse, and then your leprosy will be healed. Why don't you do it?
他说：“你千里迢迢跑到这边来求医治，去河边洗七次澡，这不是很简单吗？”
At that time, he changes the structures.
所以那个时候，他改变他的思想架构。
Repentance is not what your way to believe in God. So repentance is what your way to think, but change to God's ways.
悔改不是用你的方式来悔改，而是用神的方式。
Many times we commit sin because we have our own structures.
很多时候我们犯罪是因为我们照我们自己的架构来行事。
The true meaning of repentance, we have to destroy our own structure.
而悔改就是要摧毁这个架构。
He simply obey what man of God said.
所以乃曼就听从这神人的话。
So when we have a true heart, a heart to draw near to God, heart of repentance, showing the bear the fruit is true humility and submission.
所以当我们真心的想要接近神，想要悔改的时候，我们要用真诚的心，然后和
true humility and submission.
哦，用顺服的心和谦卑的心来悔改。
But Israelites doesn't have that.
可是呢，以色列人呢却没有这样。
We can see here chapter 10 verse 4.
我们看第十章第四节。
Chapter 10 verse 4. They speak.Mere words with a worthless oath, they make covenant. You can see here that they lie, which is they do not have a truth in their mouth.
所以从这第四节，我们可以从他们看到说，他们嘴中呢说的都是谎言。
So renovation of faith and truly change our faith to truthful heart, we need a truthful mouth.
所以为了可以得到一个信仰上的改变，然后来悔改，我们需要讲真诚的话。
A truthful mouth came from our heart.
真诚的话是由内心发出。
And the verse 4 continue mentioned here that verse 4
第四节
toward the middle and judgment sprout like a poisonous wheat in the furrows of the field.The here mentioned that the poisonous weed come out from the field.
这里有说摘伐的苦菜滋生在田间的犁沟中。
It's supposed to come out, you know, the one that can produce the something that eatable, something make them to enjoyable.
这个田间呢，应该是出产可以吃的东西。
But which is the poison come out of there?
可是这里却说有苦摘伐的苦菜长出来。
Because it came from their mouth, which their heart is not truthful.
这指的是他们讲出来的话，也同时指的说他们心不诚实。
And another one, God mentioned the verse 5.
好，第五节。
The inhabitant of Samaria will fear for the calf of Beth Aven. Indeed, it's a people will mourn for it, and its idolatrous priest will cry out over it, and over its glory, since it has departed from it.And verse 5 here,
第五节,
we can see here, they have to let this golden calf go away from their life.
所以在第五节在指着说他们要让他们的金牛犊离开他们。
But these people cannot do that.
可是这些人呢做不出来。
When the golden calf goes away from them, it feels the insecure in their life.
当他们觉得说这个金牛犊离开他们，他们觉得生活没有保障。
But once it come close to them, it's secured.
当这个金牛犊接近他们，他们觉得说生命有个保障。
You know, when we say in our life, I trust in God, I believe in God.
在我们生命当中，我们常常说我们相信神。
But when you look at your saving account, have no money.
可是当你看到你的存款账户没有钱的时候
then you are insecure.
然后你觉得没有保障
But when you have a lot of money, then,
当你有很多钱的时候
then you are secure.
然后你觉得你有保障
It tells us what we trust, what we really our heart trust on.
这就告诉我们，我们把我们的心放在哪里。
If we trust in God,
如果我们相信神
，we don't care the money, how much you have money or not.
我们不会在乎说我们账户里面有多少钱。
But if we trust the money, then our feeling and emotion, or even psychological impact also based upon the money.
如果我们把我说的心理状况和我们把我们的感情和心理都放在这钱上面的话
，The Israelites does that.
这个以色列人就是这样做。
They say that they repent in the sight of God.
他们说他们在神面前悔改。
Now I want to come back to God.
他们现在想要回来。
I want to trust in you.
可是我想要相信你。
But they want their emotion, their feeling based upon the calf.
可是他们的感觉，他们的情感呢，都是在这个金牛犊上面。
No, if we truly believe in God, God is Almighty God.
如果你真的相信神，神是全能的。
We need this kind of confidence in our life.
我们要这样的信心。
Us to bring us to safe way and enough in our life.
所以我们希望神可以带领我们来过这个人生。
Verse 6 here mentioned that this golden calf is just like treated as like one of like when you give a gift to somebody else's in those other countries.
这个第六节呢，这个牛犊就好像个礼物一样，给别人呢就变成别人的。
The golden calf cannot be your things that treasure emotions.
所以这个牛犊呢是影响你的情绪。
If continually trust you rely on this golden calf and the way you holding the old structure of your life.
如果你继续这样做的话，那表示说你生命上的架构完全没有改变。
In Samaria, verse 7 says, Samaria will be cut off with her surface of the waters.
所以这个第七节就说呢，至于撒玛利亚，它的王必灭没，如水面的沫子一样。
It's like it become like a bubbles.
它就像沫子一样，像泡沫一样。
So when you're holding the bubbles.
所以当你抓泡沫的时候
It seems like a big bubble But once you touch it Then it pops up
看起来好像是很大的泡泡可你一碰就破了
And golden calf is that kind of thing
这个金牛犊就像泡沫一样
But that's why God urged them to This is your problem So you have to come back to me To holding the true substance Which is I myself Nowadays, a bubble even come up the different kind of bubble out there. Kids enjoy it.
我们知道现这个世代上有新的泡泡，而且我们的小孩还非常喜欢。
Some bubble as even touch it, it's not pops right away.
有些泡泡呢是一碰，可是不会破。
Have you seen that kind of bubble?
你有看到这样的泡泡吗
？And now kids are playing.
像小孩子很喜欢。
True innovations.Before bubble is touched and pops away.
这是科技上革新。
But now bubble is touched still there.
的革新，以前泡泡一碰就破，现在碰还不会破。
But we know that this bubble is empty.
跟我们知道说，这个、泡泡里面呢是空的。
Maybe now we live in the 21st century, in the first century.
也许我们住在这个二十世纪。
Compare this generation of bubble, now generation is a bubble, maybe different.
你比较呢，当时的泡泡和现在的泡泡可能不一样。
But bubble is a bubble.
可是泡泡就是泡泡。
Let us remember that.
我们要记得。
Let's look at the chapter Hosea chapter 10 verse from 9.
我们请看第十章。
I like to share one short story.
我想要跟与大家分享一个小的故事。
This is a patient because this man have always have a headache.
这是一个病人，他这个病人呢总是会头痛。
So he go to see the doctor.
所以他去看医生。
I have a severe headache.
他说我头痛痛的严重。
You have to help me.
你一定要帮助我。
So the doctor see it and the problem is from the doctor's point of view, problem is not physical of problems, but it's a psychological problem.
所以医生给他诊断呢，诊断的结果他觉得说这个问题呢不是生理上的问题，而是精神上的问题。
So doctor says, you go home. You says go home and you says there's a no headache. There's a no headache. continually repeat 2 days.
他说你回家跟自己说没有头痛，说两天你再试试再看看。
So he go home and continue repeat. There's no headache. There's no headache.
所以他回去一直说没有头痛，没有头痛。
But still headache.
可是头还是很痛。
So he come back to doctor and complain to doctors.
所以他回去看这个医生，然后跟他抱怨。
And the doctor think that maybe because my diagnosis may be wrong. So.
所以这医生以为说他的诊断有错误。
He say one more time.
他说再试一次。
And truly, there's no headache. So go back in 2 days say that.
然后回去呢，真用力的想说没有头痛。
And he says truly have no headache, still headache. So he come back complain.
他回去很努力的说没有头痛，可是还是痛，所以他又回去了。
Then I cannot help you.
然后这个医生跟他说我没办法帮你。
But then you have to still pay me 2 times your visit is $100.
可是还是要付我钱，你来这边两次100块。
This patient is such and such, it doesn't make sense.
所以对这个病人来说呢，这个不太合理。
But since it's a bill and I give it to him, so it's hard to pay. But to take out the wallet, he has an idea.
所以当他在拿出钱的时候，他突然一个点子。
$5 bill and take it out from his wallet, show to him.
所以他把这五个呢，五张20块的钞票拿出来。
Did you see the $100?
他说：“你有看到100块吗
？”From now on, you say I received $100.
从现在开始，你说我有100块。
So you see, you keep repeating that means you receive it.
你就一直说我得到100块，一直说。
This is just a joke.
啊，这是一个开，这是一个玩笑。
But you have to understand, because something they repeat, it doesn't mean that we can change it.
所以这里这个给故事给我们的一个提醒，就是说，你一直说的事情不代表你真
的有。You know, life. You think about life. If something repeat doesn't mean that it change.
如果我们一直重复不断的做一件事情，不是代表我们真的有这个事情。
So, well, recite the word of God is important.
所以背诵神的话语固然重要。
But doesn't mean what I'm saying is if there's no heart and just repeat, it doesn't help at all.
如果我们没有心，即使这样背也是没有用的。
And here, let's look at the go back to the Bible now.
我们现在回到圣经。
Hosea chapter 10, verse 9.
何西阿书第十章第九节。
From the day of Giva, you have a sinned, O Israel. There they stand. Will not the battle against the sons of iniquity overtake them in Giva? And verse 9 here mentioned that God bring up this one is I already talked about in the morning class and the day of Giva.
这里讲到我们早上有提到说基比亚的人
they commit a serious sin during the time of judges.
在士师记的时候他们已经犯了很严重的罪。
But that means they do not truly repent.
可是他们当时没有真心的悔改。
They still holding this sin.
他们还是抓住这个罪恶不放。
Verse 10,
第十节。
When it is my desire, I will chastise them, and the people will be gathered against them when they are bound for their double guilt. See, they do not let it out truly, so it's a sin as it remains with them.
所以他们当时没有把罪恶真的赶出去，所以这个恶呢还是留在他们身上。
That's why the verse 12 here, God mentioned is.Verse 12.
十二节
Saw with the view of righteousness, reap in accordance with the kindness, break up your fellow grounds, for it is a time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain righteousness on you. The verse 12 here mentions break up your fellow ground.
所以十二节说，要说你们要开垦荒地。
So far, this land never, plowing to upside down to make a softened.
他们从来没有想把这个土地呢弄松。
So throughout the generation to generation, their sin and harden, they end up they receive these consequences.
所以世代变迁，他们罪恶就越来越重。
So what here the encouragement is, break up your fallow ground.
所以这里给我们的鼓励就是要开垦荒地。
Sometimes it happens that when we have a sin within us,
很多时候我们有罪，我们却没有求。
We do not repent and holding it.
我们没有努力的来忏悔来悔改。
Maybe it's like a few years ago, it's just a little sin that that we committed.
也许几年前我们犯了一个小错误。
But we do not repent it.
可是我们没有悔改。
We do not change the structures.
我们没有把这个架构给改变。
And then this little ground turned to be slowly hardened and hardened.
然后这个地呢就越来越硬。
And end up the result of judgment.
所以最后审判来临。
So you have to break up your fallow ground, which is now you have the flowing to upside down, make it softened, so which is a change itself.
所以呢，开垦荒地，我们是要开拓这一片这个硬的地方。
So also they mentioned, if you do not repent, if you do not do it, then you receive the consequences.
你如果不照做的话，神的审判就会临到你。
Chapter 10, verse 11.
所以十章十一节。
And Ephraim is a train.And heifers that love to thresh, but I will come over her fair neck with a yoke. I will harshness Ephraim's, and Judah will plow. Jacob will harrow for himself. This is one of the judgments.
这个是其中一个审判之一。
Here they describe that Ephraim is a trained the heifer.
这里有说十一节，以法莲是驯良的母牛犊。
Trained heifer means they well trained by the word of God.
驯良呢，表示有训练，他们会被受神的训练。他们知道什么是对的。
But love to thresh. Love to thresh.
然后他们喜爱柴谷。
They like to just go and work on the field, but they do not really acting upon to really did it to you know to do like a break. According to here, the verse 11 says Judah will plow and Jacob will harrow for himself.They didn't do it. They don't like to do it.
他们喜欢揣骨头，可是他们却不喜欢耕田。
So what happened is, Judah will plow, Jacob will harrow for himself, which is by the man, which is upon the by the forcing out by others.
所以呢，这里说犹大必耕田，雅各必耙地，这个意思就是说他们会被别人强迫来做这种事情。
In chapter 10, verse 13.
所以是三节。
You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped injustice.This is also, if they don't change it, that they do not plot the wickedness, change themselves, then they ripped injustice, you see. You have eaten the fruit of lies, even mentioned that.
哦，这十三节说吃的呢是谎话的果子。
And also here give us a hint, give them a hint how they can avoid this judgment.
然后那个在这里他们也给他一个提示说来怎样来避免这样的审判。
Verse 12.
十二节。
So with a view to righteousness. The right, they say, so with a view of righteousness.
十二节说你们要为自己栽种公义。
And you have to be a righteous, the sowing and the reap in accordance with the kindness.
如果你栽种公义，就能收割慈爱。
And also he mentioned to break up your fallow ground. This is a suggestion from the God to do it this way to avoid the,coming of judgment.
然后还有开垦荒地，这是神给他们的一个建议。
Let's go on to chapter 11.
所以我们现在看十一章。
Chapter 10 verse 14 and 15. This is a heavy way of judgment saying here.
这里十章的十四节和十五节呢，神用一个比较严重的方式来告诉他们。
Because I want to skip this because you already heard a lot of judgment from the book of Jeremiah, so that's enough. So skip this part and go on to the chapter 11.
我想跳过这两节，因为我们从耶利米书中呢已经学到很多类似的东西。
Chapter 11, verse from 1 to 7.
何西阿书十一章一到七节。
And this is showing the God's kindness and God'sWhat it could say is his kindness. Yeah, you can say.
我们可以说这边呢讲的是神的慈爱。
And verse 1.
第一节。
When Israel was a youth, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my sons. The more they called them, the more they went from them. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and the burning incense to idol. The beginning, the verse 1 said.When Israel was a youth, I loved him, and out of Egypt, I called my sons. We have to think about this in verse 1. You just read it and just go on to the next one, then cannot feel the verse 1.
我们如果从第一节到第二节呢，我们没办法看到说他们有个呼应。
You just stick to the verse 1, you think about a little bit.
尤其是看到第一节，我们想了一下。
When Israel was a youth, I loved him.
以色列人年幼的时候，我爱他。
You know, kids, when you look at the kids, when they receive from the parents the kind of acknowledgement, then they really feel secure.
所以当小孩子受到父母的肯定的时候，他们觉得很有保障。
When children doesn't have this acknowledgement from their parents, they're very insecure.
所以当这个小孩呢没有得到父母的认可的时候，他们觉得非常没有安全感。
But here God described that when Israel was a youth, I love him means I acknowledge my show my love to you to make your life to secure, which means.
所以在这里说以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，这个爱他的指就是说我认可你。我保护你
which is I chose you, which is I secure you through, you know, through the affections.
我选你，然后我给你保障。
And then the children can feel the true satisfaction.
所以这样，他的孩子可以得到真正的满足。
And also here the God says, "Out of Egypt, I call my son."
然后再说，从埃及招出我的儿子来。
If we are parents, then when children is under the such kind of In a slave situation, parents surely bring them out of there.
如果我们知道我们的小孩子处在这种危险状况，我们一定会把他拉出来。
Bible telling us the love of God is the deliverance. We can say in one word, deliverance.
我们从圣经看神的爱也是拯救。
And here the chapter 11 verse 1 explain of the God's love. What kind of love the pour onto the Israelites?
十一章第一节就是讲说神的爱。
Verse
2. 第二节。
Then the more they called them, the more they went from them. They kept sacrificing to the Baal, the burning incense to idol. Since I bring you out, and then what you do is you offer and sacrifice to Baal. That's what it meant.
我既然带你从埃及出来，你竟然去拜巴利，这个就是当时所发生的事情。
You know the story, the when the lions captured on the pit.
我们知道有一个老虎啊掉到洞的，狮子掉到洞的故事。
And then, if my memory is right, I'm not sure, but
如果没有记错的话，不过我不确定。
The rabbit just passing by there.
这个有一只老鼠呢经过。
And then you're begging the rabbit, please, say, you know, save me.
他跟这个鼠说呢，你可不可以救我
？I'm now in the pit.
可是他现在在洞里面。
So this rabbit have a full of compassion to the lions.
所以这个兔子呢，对这个狮子呢，有同情心。
And trying to using the wood and save this lion, bring it out.
所以他用这个树木呢丢进去，把它救出来。
Lion just come out, stay there quite a long time, so very hungry.
可是这个由于这个狮子呢在这个洞里面待太久，他肚子饿。
You save me, but I'm very hungry.
虽然你救了我，不过我肚子很饿。
So、it's better I eat you up.
所以我现在应该吃了你比较好。
So once this lion come out and change his mind.
所以当这个狮子出来的时候，他改变心意。
It's supposed that the lion supposed to say thank you.
这个狮子应该跟他说感谢你。
But the other way, they're trying to eat it.
可是现在他想吃的这个兔子。
But at that time, the fox passing by.
然后这个时候呢，一个狐狸经过。
And then he heard a story from the rabbit.
然后他从这个兔子呢听到这个故事。
And now, you know, the rabbit is quite panicked at that time.
那个时候呢，这个兔子呢感觉到很不安。
Don't worry, I'll help you.
这个狐狸跟他说，没关系，我会帮助你。
And then asked the lion, "What was the situation?"
所以他问这个狮子说：“所以当时发生什么事情
？”And then the lion's trying to explain, but I like to see from the beginnings.
虽然说这个狮子对这个狐狸不、狮子向狐狸解释。
The lion trying to explain, but he himself jump into the pit.
所以这个狮子急了，他直接跳进洞里面。
And、this is the beginning. Then I ask for help to the rabbit.
所以这就是当初发生的问题。我向这个兔子求救。
Kind and the fox and rebuke the lion.
所以这个时候呢，狐狸向这个这个老人向狮子。
If you have a such kind of heart, just stay there.
他说：“如果你有这样的心的话，你就留在那里就好了。”
You know what to think about? This story is a funny story.
这是一个，这个是一个很有趣的故事。
Why you think about there is a truth?
所以这是一个真理。
God save Israelites.
神拯救 以色列人。
God bring them from the nations, even the smallest one, and choose them out of it and make a great nation.
神选他们做选民，然后把他们从罪恶中救出来。
They do not remember how much they received the blessing from God.
他们忘记神给他们祝福多少。
And they turn around to other God and say, "Oh, you are my God."
他们去转向别的神，然后跟他说：“你是我的神。”
That's why God spanking them.
这就是为什么神处罚他们。
See, this is we have to learn that we become a Christian.
他说我们成为基督徒。
How many people truly receive this wonderful grace from God?
有多少人真的领受神这样的福气？
But sometimes we forget about this wonderful grace.
有时候我忘记这是神珍贵的恩典。
Because coming of a little pleasure in our life.
就因为我们生活上一点小小的快乐。
We're trying to forget about this true blessing from God.
然后我们想把神的祝福给忘了。
We should not do that.
我们不应该这样做。
If we forget about the grace of God.
如果我们忘了神的恩典。
And then we're coming into the sin.
然后我们进入罪恶。
And we have to receive the consequences.
那我们就要承受这样的后果。
Maybe God ask, maybe you know, God ask you, I wanna see the story from the beginning.
也许神会跟我们说，我想要听一开始情况是怎么样。
Then you might jump into the pit.
你可能就跳进这个洞里面。
And back to the miserable side.
然后回到不幸的开始。
But we should not do this way of our life, foolish ways.
我们不应该这样无知的过生活。
In verse 3.
第三节。
Yet it is I who taught Ephraim to walk, and I took them in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. Here are these people even trying to help and then raise them, but they did not know that I healed, which is a wounded part even healing them, but they did not know.
那这里说呢，神呢，想要医治他们，他们却不知道。
This is talking about I teaching you, I telling you what is the right way.
我教你，我告诉你什么事是对的。
But they never learn it.
可是他们从来没有学起来。
When my boy was young,
我的小孩小的时候
，he always scratching his head not this way but this way.
啊，抓他头是这样抓的。
So I trying to help him not to this way but this way.
我来帮助他把他手转过来这样抓，而不是原来那样抓。
Well, it was tough, really. Jesse, it's not the right, not this way, okay?
真的是很难。我跟他说不是这样做，而是这样做。
He always, no, this is the right way.
他说不，这样才对。
But one day he changed.
可是有一天他改变了。
Now he's doing this way.
所以他现在是这样抓。
Thank God he changed.
感谢神，他改变了。
I want to also, when the kids have the put on the shoes.
所以当小孩子要穿鞋子的时候。
Always the other way.
每次都是反过来的。
Many kids doing that, you know.
很多小孩都这样做，你知道吗
？Not only my kids, other kids doing the same.
而不是是只有我的儿子，其他的小孩是这样。
This is the right way.
他说这样是对的。
And then kids, no, the other way.
他说不对，这样才对。
And then the shoes is this way, the turn to the left.
所以到最后变成这样。
Keep telling them, they never change.
也要一直跟他们讲，可是他们不会改变。
But they knew, then they change it.
要直到他们知道，他们才会改。
But here, Israelites.God keep telling them what is wrong with you. Have this wrong. You have to change it. This is you have the wound. This I heal you, but still they never change it.
所以这里神一直跟他说，你做错了，你要改。可是以色列人从来不想改。
Verse 4.
第四节。
I led them with the cord of man with the bond of love, and I became to them as a one who lifted the yoke from their jaws, and I bent down and fed them. Here mentioned the God. Gosh, how much.Toward His love, God's love, toward to them to guide them.
所以想说神怎样用他的爱来领导他们。
There's a reason because they want to get rid of the bondage of yoke.
这是有理由的，因为他们想要挣脱这个塞甲，哦，不是这个轭。
Yeah, break this yoke out of them, make them to free.
他们要挣脱这个轭来得到自由。
But they want to go back to there.
可是他们想要回到原来的地方。
They're such a foolish.
这样是无知的。
Verse 5.
所以第五节。
Then they will not return to the land of Egypt, but Assyria, he will be their king, because they refuse to return to me. So this is the consequences we can say.
这个就是我们可以说他们所应该承受的后果。
God trying to do his best, using all different kind of in the method, trying to helping them, to changing them.But they refuse it.
神尽了他最大的能力来帮助他们，想来引导他们，可是他们就是不听。
In Hosea chapter 11 from verse
8. 何西阿书十一章从第八节开始。
From verse 8 here, verse 8, this is expression of also from God to Ephraim. How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I surrender your Israel? How can I make you like Admesh? How can I treat you like Jevoim? And my heart is turned over within me, and all my compassion are kindled. We can feel out of this verse 8 how much God loves Ephraim.
从第八节我们看得出来说神多爱以法莲。
It is a true love that the poor put to you.
就是呢神把他爱请到他们到他们那边。
But the other way, what out of this verse 8 say, but still you do not accept my true love.
可是呢这里第八节说呢他不接受神的真爱。
God's love is truly the love that comes from the really from his heart.
神这个爱呢是真的从他由他的心发出来的。
Now God loves us now they also same way.
神今天也是用同样的方式来爱我们。
Do not hurt our heart of our God.
所以千万不要伤神的心。
Let us always be faithful to God.
那我们总是对神要忠心。
With the heart always to follow him.
用要跟随他的心。
Verse 9.
第九节。
I will not execute my the fierce anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again. For I am God and not man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. So he now somehow tones, you can see the change now. More like chapter 11, because chapter 1 to 3 is one picture, which is this is basic pictures. And chapter 3 to chapter 10, this is the picture that what kind of problem the Israelites has.
所以这里呢，我们看到说是神的语调有点转变。我们可以从第一章、第三章是一个图，然后三章到第十章又是另外一种图。
So chapter 4 to chapter 10 is very harsh, or the pretty much the message is very strong.
所以第四章到第十章的语气比较强烈。
This is your problem. If you don't fix, then I will come upon this kind of destructions. This kind of judgment come upon to you.
说你这是你们的问题，你们不改的话，这样毁灭性的审判就会降临到你们这边。
But from the chapter 11 toward to chapter 14, you can see here there's a hope, there's a love.And there's compassion.
从十一章到十四章，我们可以从这边看到希望和怜悯。
It seems like this pattern of this kind of way of what God's saying is a similar way of the many of other kind of prophesized book of prophets.
我们从这边形式呢，可以看得出来说，跟其他的先知书有类似。
Until chapter 10 is quite stressful.
到第十章呢，是听起来是压力非常大的。
But once you start to read from chapter 11 to chapter 14, you can see.There is a hope.
可是从第十一章开始，你可以从其中看到希望。
And also, you can feel the true love of God.
你可以感到说神的爱。
It is a truly unconditional love.
真的是无条件的。
And this is what God has that toward us.
这就是神对我们，的样子。
So the chapter 11.
这是第十一章。
Chapter 11, verse 10.
十一章第十节。
They will work after the Lord. He will roar like lions. Indeed, he will roar. And his sons will come trembling from the west. And here they describe, they will work after the Lord. He will roar like lions. God calling his people, like calling them, bring them into his side.
我们这里看说主必如狮子吼叫来召唤他的人召唤他的子民而他的子民会跟随他
and his sons will come trembling from the west
然后他们就从西方急速而来
verse 11
十一节
they will come trembling like birds from the Egypt
他们必如雀鸟从埃及急速而来
and like a dove from the land of Assyria
又如鸽子从亚述地来到
we already studied about the dove
我们已经学习到鸽子
You know, what kind of the nature they have?
他们的天性是什么样子
？The birds, you know, birds is a bird always have a small brain.
我们知道这种样的鸟类呢是有脑袋比较小。
But since God calling them, they coming back.
可既然神叫他们，他们就回来。
Birds has a nature that well, the seasonal bird they have a nature they have a returning back to their place. What do you call that one? Migrations.You know the fish salmon coming back to the place to die. What is it? Instinct. Yeah, instincts. Man has that instinct.
他说呢，不止动物有这样的 的直觉呢，连人也有。
Dog before foolish was just you know to fly away from God.
当时这鸽子是无知的，他们离弃神，他们飞走了。
But this dove coming back to God.
可是这鸽子又回来了。
And there's a son coming back to God. Every time you mentioned that, will come trembling from there in another place.
像这里都说急速，急速从那里回来，急速从这里回来。
When we follow God, when we come back to God.With this reverence, heart of reverence.
所以，当我们回到神面前的时候，我们用尊敬的心来敬拜他。
Now the 21st century, many people abuse the love of God.
我们在知道这二十世纪呢，很多人都占这个神的爱的便宜。
God is love.
神就是爱。
So whatever I commit, sin, maybe it's okay, huh?
也许我犯罪，也许没关系啊。
No.This is a problem of structures, our mental problems.
这个就是我们精神架构上的一个缺点。
When they want the people here to mention that they, and they, when they repent, and the way coming back is with a trembling heart.
所以当他回来的时候是急速回来，是用着急的心要赶回来。
We believe in God in this manner.
我们要像这样来相信神。
This is true attitude of the people who repent.
这个才是悔改人所应该真正拥有的心智。
Verse 11, I mentioned. Okay. Now the chapter 12.
我们先看十二章。
We fix our eyes to God.
我们要总是把我们的眼睛放在耶稣身上。
That's a true blessing.
这个是真的神的福气，从神而来的福气。
Let's look at the chapter 11, verse 12.
我们看十二章十二节。
Ephraim surrendered me with the lies, and the house of Israel.With a deceit, Judah is also unruled against God, even against the Holy One who is a faithful.
抱歉，是十一章十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
然后现在十二章第一节。
Ephraim feed on winds, and pursued the east wind continually. He multiplied lie and violence. Moreover, he makes a covenant with Assyria, and oil is carried to Egypt.We have noticed here that how the Ephraim that they commit sins, they messing up their life.
我们再看到说以法莲呢，他们犯罪，然后怎样的来搞乱他们自己的生活。
There's no any respect to God.
他们对神呢一点尊敬的心都没有。
They all rely on something else, some other country, somebody else's.
他们都喜欢靠别人、靠别的国家或者其他之类的东西。
And the verse 2 is that God wanted to dispute, argue with them.The Lord also have a dispute with Judah and will punish Jacob according to his ways.
所以第二节这里说，主与犹大争辩，必照雅各所行的惩罚他，按他所做的事报应他。
Somehow it's very interesting that in this passage, and the Jacob story come up on this story.
所以在这个地方，雅各的故事又出现了。
Have you noticed that when you look at the verse chapter 12 verse 4? Yes, he wrestled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought his favor.He found him at Bethel. Do you think it makes sense?
你觉得这样有合理吗？
When you read this passage, verse 4,
看读第四节的时候，
He wrestled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought his favor.
他跟天使较力并且得胜，
you
可是为什么哭泣呢？
You now wrestle with a man, for example.
譬如说你跟人在摔跤，
And then you become a winner.
然后你赢了，
You prevailed.
你赢了，你获胜了。
But you weeping to that person, you seeking for favor.
可是你去跟他求呢，希望他帮助你。既然你是胜利者，
favor,
然后你可是现在就在哭泣，要去恳求。
This is what he says.
在这里，就是这里所讲的。
It makes sense.
这样有合理吗？
You have no question about this when you read this passage.
当你们读这一节的时候，你们都没有问题吗？
We have noticed when you look at this verse 2.
我们看第二节。
The Lord also had a dispute with Judah and punished Jacob according to his ways.
这犹大呢，主要与犹大争辩，然后照雅各所行的报应他。
We have to think about how the Jacob's life.
我们要想想看雅各的生活是怎么样。
Jacob is a cunning person.
雅各是一个狡猾的人。
He think he has a faith.
他觉得他有信心。
He's seeking for the God's blessing.
他寻求神的祝福。
But whose way he's seeking for the blessing?
可是他是用什么方法来寻求的
？It's not the God's way, but his way, trying to.Capture the blessing of God.
他不是用自己的方法，不是用神的方法，而是用自己的方法来抓。
So it is not truly he rely on God, but he rely on himself.
他不是靠神，而是靠自己。
Actually, he deceived himself and on the matters.
他这样用这样的方式来欺骗自己。
So here the mention about these matters. When Jacob now came back on the way back to land of Canaan.
所以当雅各再次回到迦南地的时候
，He sent all his household and all his herds and everything to cross over the Jabbok River.
他把他的所有的家产、家人都放在前面。
And he stayed there overnight to wrestle with the man of God.
然后他在后面呢，跟神人摔跤。
Do you think a man of God is strong, or the Jacob is strong? Which one is stronger?
你觉得神人比较厉害，还是雅各比较厉害？
If you think you wrestle with the man of God, do you think you can win?
如果你想说你跟神人较量的话
just, you know, man of God, come on.
你说神人过来吧，看我。
Can you do that?
看我，你可以这样做吗
？No, man of God is stronger than Jacob and us.
其实，神人呢是一定比雅各强的。
But we have to think about why Jacob whole night struggled.
可是为什么雅各还要挣扎呢
？Because the man of God trying to.Giving up his own will and his own way.
因为神人要让他放弃自己的自由意志。
The when Jacob come up to ask for help to God.
所以当雅各向这个神人求的时候
，When the man of God hit the socket of the hip bone.
所以当这个神人摸他这个脚跟的时候
，Now he cannot move.
他就不能动了。
The only thing is he have to holding God.
所以这个时候呢，他可以做就是抓住神。
And then he have to cry to God from then on.
然后从此之后就要向神呼求。
Before it is wrestling with the man of God.
之前呢是跟神人摔跤。
But now it's different.
可是现在不一样的。
I have to holding this man.
我一定要抓住这个人。
Because I'm not free. I cannot myself to wrestle with this man.
因为我没办法赢过这个人。
When we giving up our ways.
所以当我们放弃自己的方式。
And blessing come upon to us.
我放在自己的方式的时候，神的祝福就来到。
Sometimes when we pray to God,
有时候我们向神祷告。
Maybe we can describe this as a wrestle with the man of God.
我们也可以用这个方式来解释说，我们与神人在交战。
Sometimes God waiting for us, let us giving up our own will.
可是神很多时候是在等待我们自己放弃自己的意见。
No, we know that our will is very strong.
我们知道我们自己的意见呢很强烈。
God want us to giving up our will.
可是神希望我们可以放弃这样的成见。
Older brother, young brother and sister, when you come up to about to reach to your age to get married.
所以当你到达适婚年龄的时候
，You have noticed that how strong you are.
你就会发觉说你这个人是多坚强多强烈。
Maybe before you seems that you work very hard for the church.
在之前你好像替教会做很多事情。
Seems like you pray a lot.
你祷告很多。
But if you do not, you don't know how to keeping up yourself.
可是你如果不知道怎么放弃自己
，It is a trouble.
这是一个问题。
What we doing is turn to become empty.
我们做的最后都会归为无有。
When I become the servant of God,
当我成为神的工人的时候
，I still learning this process.
我还是在追求这样一个过程。
Keeping up, I learned that it's not easy.
要放弃真的是很难。
Sometimes I have also a lot of complaint too.
有时候我有很多的抱怨。
But then I coming back to myself.
可是最后回来
，It is not right.
我知道这样做是不对的。
I have to constantly giving up myself.
我要不断的放弃，学习来放弃自己。
I have not right to bring up my own opinion, but I have to subject myself to God.
我要在神面前放弃自己的意见。
It's not only I learn, but we learn each other. We learn together this one.
这不只是我要学习，各位也要一起学习的。
Maybe we can shorten the time of wrestle with the man of God.
也许我们有这样的观念以后，跟这神人的摔跤期间就会减少许多。
But earlier the better. Our attitude and our position to change to be the weeping position to seeking His favors.
我们要来到要赶快的进入这个哭泣恳求的阶段。
I'm sure this is true blessing that.
我相信这是一个真正的祝福。
Let's go to. Somehow, if you find out the Genesis chapter 28, that when he wrestled with the man of God, at the beginning, he didn't know who he is, with whom he wrestled with.
我们知道在创世纪二十八章里面有记载说，当雅各与这个神人在较力的时候，他不知道这个人是谁。
But when the socket, the socket of his hip on, then he realized, and he asked him, "What's your name? Well, who are you?"
可是当他瘸了以后，他就问他说，你是谁？
He learned that this is a man of God.
所以从那个地方，他知道说这个是神人。
When we giving up ourselves,
所以当我们放弃自己的时候，
then we can see God.
我们可以看到神。
When back to the marriage issues,
要回到这个婚姻的事情。
When you're too strong about your opinion,
当你对你坚持你意见的时候，
you cannot see the other side.
你没办法看到另外一面。
Which is turn out very picky then, which means you easily can say.
那你就变得很尖锐。
Because you have all different your own ideas, so this one, this is not, this, this is not, this, this is not.
所以你就会说，这个不是，那个也不是。
Because you never pray about it.
因为你从来没有替这个事情来做祷告。而是真正交给神，因为我们自己太强壮，所以你都想把你的意见，而我们从来没有想说神的旨意是什么。
You know, in this world, we build up all the kind of concept about worldly way of life.
我们活在这世上呢，我们建立的都是怎样来过这世上的生活。
Our life pretty much, you know, these things.It bothers our Christian life.
这些事情呢，都会干扰我们基督徒所应该有的属灵生活。
The true meaning of maturity means giving up yourself.
成熟的一个定义呢，就是要放弃自己。
Empty yourself.
把自己掏空。
Let the God handle your marriage.
让神来掌管你的婚姻。
Do you think about it? Who is truly the wise man in the world?
我们想想看，这世界上谁是真的有智慧的
？Do you think of yourself or God?
你觉得是你呢，还是神
？It's better God handled our life.
神来掌管我们的生活是比较好的，不是吗
？This is true wisdom.
这个是真正的智慧。
But many times we don't want to take it.
可是很多时候我们不想这样做。
Yeah. It's not issue. It's not in the book of Hosea. This one.
这个地方呢，何西亚书没有记载。
This is a side issue.
这个是课外题。
But still, we can see the chapter 12 verse 6, chapter 12 verse 5 and 6.
我们看何西亚书十二章的第五节和第六节。
Even the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord is His name. Therefore, return to your God, observe kindness and justice, and wait for you, your God, continually. So this is also crying from God.It says, ask them to come back to God. If you come to me, giving up yourself, just like a Jacob, the way he gave up, then just like a Jacob find out that his Almighty God, you can find out God also.
所以这里神呢是向以色列人做一个呼求，说你们只要像雅各一样放弃自己来追随我，我一定会以这些仁爱公平来对待你们。
From chapter 12 verse 7.
对，十二章第七节。
So, chapter 6 here, what I choose the verse, the main verse to control all this chapter 12, I find out verse 6 anyway. From verse 7.
我们看第七节。
this is the reason why God raged, you know, got he angered.
这个就是为什么神会发怒的原因。
Verse 7 says some.A merchant in whose hands are false balance, and he loved to oppress. Think about the merchant. If you are a businessman, and then you make a false balance, then you get more profit.
我想看，如果一个商人手中诡诈天平，他是不是可以赚更多的钱呢
？And also, means he loved to oppress.
而且他喜欢欺骗。
This is describing of the Ephraim.
这个指的就是以法连人。
Which is Ephraim? They supposed to be called.As a children of God or the chosen races,
他是被称为神的选民。
But here the God says a merchant means your nature is now changed. Before you're man of God, now you looks like you're merchant.
你本来是神的选民，可是现在却看起来像个商人。
Which is identity is changed.
指的就是他们身份的改变。
When you go outside in the outside the world.
当我们出去世界上的时候
，Outside people look at us，
其他人看着我们
，And people can see that oh, this gentleman is a Christian。
他们可以看得出来，这个人是个基督徒。
But if you do not act upon as a Christian,
可是你如果没有你的行为不像基督徒的话
，then other people say this is a fake Christian.
人家会说这个基督徒是假的。
You know, he pray on the lunch time for his meal.
他呢午餐吃饭的时候会祷告。
But always he fool me.
可是他是骗我的。
I don't like this man.
我不喜欢这样的人。
See, if you this is kind of talking about image.
这样讲的是形象。
So the Ephraim they lose their image, they replace with a merchant.
以法莲呢失去了他们选民的形象，而且现在却拿了商人的形象。
This is their problem.
这个就是他们的问题。
You know the image of God, image of God's children is really precious.
我们知道神的形象是很宝贵的。
The one you know the Coca-Cola.
我们知道可口可乐。
Coca-Cola, how much the value of Coca-Cola? Not the company, but the name. You know, sometimes have a name has a value, right?
我们知道这个可口可乐的名字，光这名字的价值是有多少呢？
If a TJ Cola, then nobody buy it.
如果说我们说 TJ 可乐，那可能没人要买。
But then Coca-Cola, then everybody buy it.
可是可口可乐大家都想买。
Talking about the value of Coca-Cola.
他们讲的就是这个可乐的价值。
It's $16 billion.
是16。
If somebody want to buy only the name Coca-Cola, then you have to pay $16 billion.
是160亿。如果你光是要买这个名字的话。
But think about the Coca-Cola in the history.
可我们想想看可口可乐的历史。
It's not built up by one day to this name of Coca-Cola.
和这可口可乐的名字呢，不是一天建立起来的。
They constantly approach this name to the buyer to sure this product is good and tasted.
他们一直向他们的厂商呢，或是人民推荐说这个可乐好吃、
so
好喝。
It takes some time to reach up to this value.
所以这个要花时间才有办法达到今天的价值。
We also Christians the same thing.
我们基督徒也是一样的道理。
We have to build up the value of in order to reach up as a real Christian.
我们要逐渐的来达到这个价值。
Do not let the other people call us as a well this.Businessman.
不要让其他人来称呼我们为商人。
But somebody call us that this is true Christian.
而是称为我们为真的基督徒。
Cannot change, cannot substitute any other name brand.
是不可以被其他的名称所取代的。
Much better than Coca-Cola.
比可口可乐还要好。
Of course, $16 billion is a lot of money.
当然说$160万是很多的钱。
But once your name is a children of God.
可当你的名字是神的选民的时候
then you have an everlasting life.
我们有永生
you want to exchange with $16 billion?
你要用你的永生换160亿吗
I can say no thanks.
我说不要谢了
Mine as a son of God it is better than anything else's.
我是神的儿子这个名分比所有世界上一切东西都还要好
We need this kind of you know what a Christian pride
我们要
The word is pride always using the negative side.
我们知道骄傲是用来形容不好的东西。
But I'm talking about the positive side.
可是我讲的是好的方面的。
So it's in.
所以
I think it's a tour to the end. Let's look at chapter 12, verse 8.
我们看十二章第八节。
And Ephraim said, "Surely I have become rich. I have found wealthy for myself. In all my labor, they will find in me no iniquity which would sin." It means the people sense that they are wrong, but nobody really come up to try to find out their fault.
虽然说他们犯罪，可是从来没有人想要来找出这个原因到底在哪里。
To describe the situation at that time, how much they corrupted.
所以这里形容说当时是多腐败。
And verse 9.
嗯，请看第九节。
But I have been the Lord your God since the land of Egypt, I will make you live in the tents again, and as in the days of the appointed festivals. This is kind of hope, kind of restoring, so we can say.
我们可以说这是一个复兴的象征。
I wonder if this is a message of hope for the Israelites. The restoring hope for.
我想这一段呢，给他们一个复兴的希望。
I can finish up here the chapter 12.
我们在这里，在十二章，在这里做一个总结。
Because the ring doesn't feel, so I continue doing.
我既然铃没有响，那我就继续。